Blog Talk Radio.
Gotta do what I gotta do. All my exes live in Texas like I'm George Strait. Or they go to Georgia State where tuition is handled by some random nigga that live in Atlanta that she only see when she feels obligated. Admitted it to me the first time we dated, but she was no angel and we never waited. I took her for sushi, she wanted to fuck, so we took it to go. Told him don't even plate it, and we never talked too much after I blew up. Just only hello her, happy belated. And I think I text her and told her I made it. And that's when she texted me and told me she prayed it. And that's when I text her and told her I love it. And right after text her and told her I'm faded, she asked, what have I learned since getting richer? I learned working with the negative to make for better pictures. I learned Hennessy and enemies is one hell of a mixture. Even though it's fucked up, girl, I'm still fucking with you. Damn, is it the fall? Time for me to revisit the past. It's women to call, there's albums to drop, there's liquor involved, there's stories to tell, we've been through it all. Yeah. Interviews are like confessions. Get the fuck up out my dressing room, confusing me with questions like, do you love this shit? Are you high right now? Do you ever get nervous? Are you single? I heard you fuck your girl. Is it true? You getting money? You think them niggas you with is with you? And I say, hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. Fucking right, alright. And we say, hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. Fucking right, alright. So much for being optimistic. They say love is in the air, so I hold my breath till my face turn purple. Keep a few bad bitches in my circle. My nuts hang like ain't no curfew. Bitch, if you wave, then I will serve you. I flew jet, she flew commercial, but we still met. Later that night, after my session, she came over. I was aggressive and she was sober. I gave her a pill, she started confessing and started undressing and asked me to hold her. And so I did, but that was last month. And now she's texting me asking for closure. Damn, she say this shit gon' catch up to me. I keep tissue paper. We eat each other whenever we at the dinner table. She say she hate that she love me. And she wish I was average. Shit, sometimes I wish the same. And I wish she wasn't married. Promises, I hope I never break them. Met a female dragon, had a fire conversation. But interviews are like confessions. Get the fuck up out my bedroom, confusing me with questions like, do you love this shit? Are you high right now? Do you ever get nervous? Are you single? I heard you fuck your girl. Is it true? You getting money? You think the niggas you with is with you? And I say, hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. Fucking right, alright. And we say, hell yeah, hell yeah. Fucking right, alright. And we say hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. Fucking right, damn right, alright.
What's cracking, Las Vegas, Nevada? You know what I'm saying? You know who it is. You got your boy Fat Man up in here. Wake your ass up, morning show. You know what I'm saying? It's 3 minutes after 8 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Fucking 40 degrees out here. The high today is going to be 61 degrees. Man, what the hell is going on, man? My fucking computer and shit has been jumping all night. If you haven't heard the latest news this morning, Justin Bieber's little ass just got arrested for DUI, alcohol, pimping bitches out there selling dope and shit. They done just picked his little ass up for drag racing and suspicion of DUI. But this dumb motherfucker gets out of the car and tells them, yeah, I've been drinking and I may be on some prescription drugs, a little marijuana, you know what I'm saying, and this and the other. I'm Justin Bieber. You can't fuck with me. Yeah, all I got to say right now, players, don't drop the soap. That's all I got to say, you know what I'm saying? You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct. You know what I'm saying? Las Vegas, Nevada, what's popping, everybody? You know what I mean? I mean, today is just simply crazy. We got crazy weather going on everywhere and this and the other. Big shout-out to everybody that's up rolling with me this morning. Big shout-out to my man, Mike Bleasy. You know what I'm saying? That's up rolling with me this morning. Big shout out to my man. I think D. Jones is definitely in the house. You know what I'm saying? We got Stephanie Rogers, Alicia South. We got a lot of people that's up rolling with us this morning. You know what I'm saying? And I just want to say, what's going on with you? You know what I'm saying? If you want to talk to your boy Fat Man, hit me at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. Today is the Buster Report. I know it's a lot of ladies out there going through a lot of shit with their man and all that type of shit, this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? Well, we going to make sure that y'all get on the Buster Report today. And you can put that man's ass on blast. Let me know what he ain't doing, what he doing, what the fuck he's supposed to be doing, and everything like that. The reason why you called the Fat Man this morning, put his ass on blast and this and the other. I be trying to tell you guys, man, these ladies ain't going for that shit this year. You know what I'm saying? This is 2014. You're going to have to step your game up. You know what I'm saying? But first, you need to wake your ass up. Like I said, you got your boy Fat Man up in here coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. It is 6 minutes after eight. Get your ass out of bed. You know what I'm saying? Everything, get your ass ready for work. You know what I'm saying? Because you know what I'm saying? No work and no play make your ass a dull motherfucker. And then if you don't get a check, you're going to be a pissed motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So this go out to all my people that's getting up right now, getting yourself together. You know what I'm saying? So you have a good day and make sure that you let everybody know, my nigga Fat Man woke my ass up this morning. Let's go, y'all.
I'ma ride for my motherfucking nigga. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side all day with my niggas, and I ain't going in. It's on with my nigga, 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 my nigga. First thing first, I love all my niggas. This rap shit cracked and I involve my niggas. You looking for some lean, let me call my niggas. He sell it for the high, I need all my niggas. Some niggas smoke, smoke, some niggas drink, drink. Got niggas on the block with neglected on day. That's a nigga back up, they in a bucket laptop. I got to act right if you niggas wanna act up. He talking like a snitch, no, that ain't my nigga. He tripping off a bitch, no, that ain't my nigga. Take a nigga case, shit, that's my nigga. Knowing since I was 8, yeah, that's my nigga. Fuck my first bitch, pass, throw to my nigga. Hit my first lick, pass with my nigga. Fuck them other niggas, cause I'm down for my niggas. I ride for my niggas. Fuck them other niggas. I'ma ride for my motherfucking niggas. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas, and I ain't going in, it's on with my nigga. My nigga, my nigga.
Dope boys, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
YG, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
Rich homie, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
It's the motherfucking world. You know I'm down with the niggas down for me. I got two words for your love and loyalty. It was me and my nigga sipping on a half a beat. When we used to hit our wall and buy everything we see. Me and my down there nigga getting twisted. Nigga get the trippy, knock the gravy out your biscuit. They know I fuck with you the long way, my nigga. So when I see you out, I'm like, hey, my nigga. Act right by the case, my nigga. Drink the act right and get straight with my nigga. Me and my nigga riding dirty, try to chase them figures.
I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas, and I ain't going in. It's on with my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga,
rich homie, my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga, my nigga. Got weight. My nigga front of me, he the reason I'm straight. My nigga got a house, my nigga got a lake. My nigga weekend, my nigga get a plate. Hey, I'm still here and listen, my nigga, my nigga. My knock a nigga shit, my nigga, my nigga. I fuck a nigga bitch, my nigga, my nigga. If a nigga talk shit, then he ain't my nigga. My nigga, my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga.
YG, my nigga, and I ain't going in, they tryna leave my
my niggas. I need a set of wings, cause I'm too fly, nigga. And I'm all about my business like a suit and tie, nigga. I ride for my niggas. Let it on my ride for my motherfucking nigga. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding outside all day with my niggas. And I ain't going in, that's I'm with my nigga. My nigga, my nigga, my nigga.
Live from Las Vegas, 8:10 a.m., coming to you from Las Vegas, Nevada. Like I said, that's what they're going to be singing to my man Justin Bieber when he walk into the Florida jail. They're going to be like, my nigga, my nigga. My nigga, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if y'all don't know, man, you know, of course, little Justin Bieber's ass and fucked around and got his ass arrested. You know what I'm saying? He's going to appear in court today, you know what I'm saying? We got the, you know, TMZ has been hitting me up all night and everything like that. Like, Fat Man, did you hear about this? And I'm like, man, fuck y'all. I'm sleep. Shit. Call me in the morning. Hell, my radio show don't jump off until 8 a.m. on the West Coast time. And then they tell me Khalil was with him. I was like, Khalil? Not the Khalil I know. They like, no, a different Khalil. I was about to say, damn, I know Khalil is connected, but I didn't know he was out there in L.A. hanging out with Justin Bieber. I was about to be upset. I was about to be like, damn, Khalil, you holding out on me, ain't you, player? You ain't really telling me who all you know. Big shout-out to my man Khalil Brown out there getting it in, working real hard, you know what I'm saying? But, it's saying Miami Beach, Florida, a van believed to be transporting pop star Justin Bieber has arrived at the South Florida jail following his arrest on drag racing and DUI charges. Okay, television footage early Thursday showed a van thought to be carrying Bieber from Miami Beach Police Station to a Miami-Dade County, or they took his little ass to the hood and shit. Miami-Dade County Jail. The van with blacked-out windows was trailed by squad cars. After the van left the station, police said Bieber was gone. Okay, police say Bieber, an R&B singer known as Khalil. Man, I'm gonna have to call Khalil this morning and see what the hell is going on in this state or the other. R&B singer known as Khalil were arrested earlier Thursday. According to police, Bieber was driving a Lamborghini and Khalil was driving a Ferrari. Oh, okay, Khalil, you got some money. You old now, nigga. And shit. Sergeant Bobby Hernandez says Bieber failed a field sobriety test. Bieber and Khalil both faced drag racing and driving under the influence charges. These jokers, they racing a Lamborghini and a fucking Ferrari out there. Boy, that's what I say. Boy, when you got money, money talks and bullshit walks. Trust me on that. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct. We just over here getting some of our local news this morning. You know what I'm saying? It's 8:13 a.m. 40 degrees out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. What's going on, everybody? You know what I'm saying? I hope you had a wonderful night. It's time to get your ass up and get yourself ready for work. You know what I'm saying? Right now in our local news, we have a suburban Chicago teen accused of death of an 11-year-old girl. You know what I'm saying, y'all? We really got to make sure that we keep an eye on our children, what's going on in their lives, what the hell they doing. You know what I'm saying? It was a time Big Mama used to come in the room and just search your motherfucking room just for the fuck up, and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? Where I come from and the way I was raised, you know, there is no privacy in your mama and daddy's house. Hell, my mama would come up and take the doors off your fucking bedroom and shit like that. This is my house. You ain't no damn privacy. You ain't paying no bill up in here. You know what I'm saying? So, we got a suburban Chicago teen accused in the death of an 11-year-old girl. A 14-year-old girl was charged with the murder of the stabbing death of an 11-year-old suburban Chicago home, death of an 11-year-old in a suburban Chicago home where the two live. Lake County State's Attorney Michael Neum said the juvenile court judge approved the first-degree murder charge against the older girl during the juvenile court hearing. A state's attorney spokesman said the suspect is being held in juvenile detention center. All right. It says the 11-year-old was stabbed more than 30 times. He says most of the stab wounds were to her neck, chest, and arms. She also had cuts to her face and two stab wounds that pierced her left lung. Damn, and that was from a little 14-year-old. That's why I be telling y'all, sometimes you got to get your kid and shake the shit out of him and this, that, and the other. You ever shake the shit out of a kid, you know what I'm saying? And this, make sure he understand that you mean motherfucking business, because obviously this girl don't know that her mama is crazy and must not be a black mama for her to kill a little 11-year-old girl and stab her that many times. This doesn't make any sense. This is why they passing out the death penalty to young people and everything like that. I mean, y'all better wake up and smell the motherfucking Starbucks and this and the other. You know what I'm saying? So last night we had a deadly shooting near Tropicana and Rainbow. You know what I'm saying? These niggas out here tripping. They already got the shrine up and everything like that there. You know what I'm saying? Going down here in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's 8:16 a.m. You got your boy Fat Man up in here. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what's going on. I'm going to get some more news on this shooting that happened last night over here on Tropicana and Rainbow. Okay, it says the family opens about the Valley's father shot to death with kids in car. Man, I swear, what is this world coming to? Like I said, you got your boy Fat Man up in here. If you want to holler at me, you hit me up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. Holler at your boy today. It's Bust the Report today. If you got a nigga you need to put on blast, or your husband ain't doing what he's supposed to do, your baby daddy ain't came through with the child support, or your baby mama ain't came through with the child support, you can call me and put their ass on blast on the Buster Report, 347-884-8810. All right, y'all, we're going to be right back in just a minute. Here's my man, you know what I'm saying, Music Soul Child, and this is what some of you fellas need to be changing, telling your woman in the morning and shit, baby. Don't change, because you just the girl next door.
Yeah. Cause we got that good juicy pop, baby.
I know who y'all is, but y'all can't harmonize on the phone. Not worth the fuck. Y'all know that, don't y'all? Y'all know y'all got two different levels going on. y'all got two different damn levels going on the phone. I got bass and shit. Charlie drowning you. I'll see Charlie. We ain't gonna have that shit on stage and shit like that. You coming up drowning motherfuckers out and shit like that there. And all that shit. He wanted stand in front of the stage and shit with his glass of vino and wine and want to sing to the bitches and all that. Get Charlie's ass off the front of the damn stage and shit. What's going on, fellas, man? What the hell going on out there in Oak Town?
Man, shit, man. We out here doing it big, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm still promoting that Rolex brand out here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying, man? Just waiting to get this project kicked off, man. You know what I'm saying? We got that good CPR coming out, man. I know they ain't ready for this one, man, that we gonna hit them with. You know what I'm saying?
No, they're not ready for it. They're not ready for it. And it's that the other. Actually, what's been tripping me out for the last couple of months is the response I've been getting from fellas about that song.
Now, you know if you can get
a response from a grown fat ass man. And shit like, yeah, fat man, y'all need to go ahead and do that. Y'all need to go ahead and do that CPR thing. They breathing all hard. Y'all need to do that CPR thing and shit, you know. So other than that, Charlie, what's been going on with you, Charlie?
Well, you know, man, all is well, man. Everybody been getting hit with that damn flu, man, so.
Right.
I'm just now really getting back into the swing of things, too, and like Rolex, man, trying to push that big Charlie brand, too.
But really,
trying to let everybody know that this is a movement, man. CPR just ain't a group. It's a brand. It's a movement. We are three brothers that have been doing this music game for a while. And
mm-hmm.
just because of the early morning wake up and we sounded like Boo Boo the Fool doing the harmony, don't get it twisted. don't get it twisted by far. Big Charlie, Fat Man, and Rolex, baby, we all the way live with it on our Man show and on our personal show. So if you ain't got a chance to come check it out, you need to come check out us as individuals. And boy, when we get together as a group, it ain't mm-hmm. nothing you ladies or y'all dudes can do. You ain't going to be able to stop the sexy that's coming with CPR. The BHMs is always in the building, baby. Always in the building.
What's up, man? Y'all already know, man. Y'all know I've been spreading this real thick. I've been spreading this so smooth. It's like crunchy peanut butter I'm laying on these women out here and shit like that, man. It's like, come here, girl. Come here. This shit is nutritious. I got a lot of protein for you. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I've been pushing the brand and this, that, and the other. Really about to go hard with this, man. You know, of course, I've been out here getting everything set up and, you know, getting ready to move and all of that stuff like that there, man. So I just been putting my finishing touches on everything and branding, you know, Unsigned Hype in the morning show and all of that and everything like that there, man. So, yeah, you can expect me. Be looking for me in the next couple of weeks, man, because I'm on my hustle out here. You know what I'm saying? I can get out there for little or nothing. So I'm going to make sure that I get out there. But, Rolex, you've been doing some shows. Both of y'all been doing some shows. Where y'all been performing at?
Oh man!
Actually,
me and Charlie been doing a couple of things together, man. We just did this one show at this spot called Sweet Fingers, man. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I mean, the thing about shows, man, is it's not completely 100. But if you are a 100 artist, if your shit is, it's not just, you know, music and lights and show. If you are a 100% artist where your voice is on point, you know, the music wasn't right. You know what I'm saying? It probably was my fault because I had it on flash drive, and the flash drive didn't support their computer, but I had to hit them with the acapella.
Right. You had to go acapulco on them. Yeah. Okay, then.
Right. So I had to rip them up like that, you know what I'm saying? Good thing Charlie had the track that we did. And, I'm just going to say this right quick. For the beginning of that segment of the show, you know what I'm saying, the phones wasn't syncing right, so we couldn't get the harmonies right. But don't get it fooled, okay? I'm just going to tell you, that was me. Okay, shit just didn't sync. But don't get it fooled, okay? Because that boy Charlie's a beast on them vocals, and best believe your boy Rolex does his damn thing, too. So anyway,
don't get his damn thing, man. Don't get it twisted.
And so go back to the show. But man, Charlie got up there, man. He did his thing, dude. I mean, boy, he gives the women that big boy loving, man, when he's on that stage, boy. I mean, them chicks, I tell you something, they was trying to get to him. You know what I'm saying? But see, the funny thing about Charlie, man, is Charlie always got his little entourage with him. He had some cat on the stage introduce me. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh.
You know, he's beyond my shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I just go up there and they say Rolex. I go up there. Charlie's like, got a cat on the stage introducing the sexiest big motherfucker you ever seen in your life.
Oh, shit.
Charlie.
You said Charlie with Ray Charles on this and shit. This nigga got his own announcer and this and the other and everything and shit. Speaking in 45 different languages and shit.
Listen,
y'all tell all these people, man, where they can find y'all music and where they can hit y'all up at.
Okay, so what's happening is this, man. We're at all these download stores, your Rhapsody, your iTunes, wherever it is that you get your music, you can get Rolex, you can get Big Charlie, you can even get Fat Man, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
We even got a little snippet out there for CPR, which is going to be changed very soon. But
right.
Me and Rolex got a show coming up February 22nd to all my Bay Area folks. We're going to be at the new 415 Railroad in Pittsburgh, California, at the new gallery. They open up with the grand opening this Saturday for my boy Dane Pearson, DP Entertainment, E-Money Presents Entertainment, and they're doing it big this Saturday. I'm going to come check it out and definitely blow live there myself this weekend. The 22nd of February.
The 22nd.
The 22nd of February.
I think Fat Man's
going to have to make an appearance. I know I got to come out there and do some recording, but Fat Man's going to have to make an appearance at this gig.
We need you, bro.
Yeah, you need to hurry up and bring that ass to Cali, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because, my fingers is feeling real magical on this in this studio, man. So, you know what I'm saying? Got some stuff, ready for you. You got some stuff to complete, bro.
If
I could say one more thing before y'all go, man.
What's that?
Man, I want to give shouts out to my partners, man, of the Sala family, man. My boy lost his father a couple of weeks ago, man, and it has been hard for them, and his birthday was just Tuesday. So I want to give a shout-out to the Raymond DeSala family, Gabriel DeSala, Marie Strain, to everyone to let you know we love you. Mr. D, you're going to be truly missed. And to all my family and friends who haven't spoke to and who I haven't seen, we love you. But be on the lookout for Rolex, Fat Man, Big Charlie, CPR. These two is my niggas right here. We fit it with Big. Y'all ain't seen three sexy and fat niggas like you seen us, man. I'm trying to tell you.
I keep telling them, man. This is the 2014 Fat Pack. You heard of the Rat Pack. Well, now you talking to the Fat Pack. You just said, yeah, the Rolex. You got any last words, man?
Oh, man, I just like to give a shout-out to, all the fans out there and stuff, and the future fans that's going to be locked in when we go ahead and drop this project, you know. And I like to give a shout out to, one fan of mine that's just been down, you know what I'm saying, since she first seen me, and that's that girl Deborah.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Look at you, Charlie. Get up. Anyway, I like to give a shout out to my other fan, Niecy. You know what I'm saying? Another shout out to Misha.
Right.
And, you know what I'm saying? It's just, it's so many people, man. I just can't even just, you know, lock in names and stuff right now. It is morning time, and my brain is barely working. But, you know what I'm saying? If you guys want to go ahead and sample the music, you can go on ReverbNation.com/Rolex and peep out some of the stuff that I do. You know what I'm saying? Your boy Charlie got a Reverb Nation, and your boy Fat Boy got a Reverb Nation. Go ahead and listen to our music. You know what I'm saying? Lock in and get familiar with the type of genre that we do separately, because when you hear what we do collaboratively, did I say that right?
Yeah.
I think I'm not going to try to spell it for that. But anyway, when you hear it together, you guys are going to be awfully surprised, and you're going to go back, and you're going to go try to reference what we've been doing in the beginning. So do it now. You know what I'm saying? So
exactly.
You can be familiar with us as individuals as when we do this project together.
Exactly, exactly. So listen, y'all, just to let y'all know, this is my man and them calling in all the way from the Bay Area. We got my man Rolex, and of course, my man Big Charlie on the line. Y'all make sure y'all hit them up, you know what I'm saying? Hit them up on Facebook. Y'all go to their Reverb Nation. Y'all go to their pages, become a fan. Get familiar with their music, y'all, because CPR is definitely coming, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Man, I appreciate y'all calling in, man, and everything. I got to get out of here and pay some bills, man, and I will be hollering at y'all real soon, all right?
Yes, sir.
Real sharp with it, man.
Check this out. This next song I'm about to play goes to all the fans and everybody that's out there waiting on CPR to come and do their thing, all right?
Oh, sookie.
That's what's happening.
All right, then, man. I'll holler at y'all. You know what I'm saying? Stand up, 600. Yeah, y'all, you got the boy Fat Man up in here. That was CPR on the line. So to all you ladies that's out there waiting and y'all so anxious, here we go.
Yeah.
That goes out to all the ladies and this, that, and the other that's waiting for CPR, the R&B group, you know what I'm saying, the Fat Pack to come back, you know what I'm saying? We about to make a comeback and everything, you know what I mean? So big shout-out to my dudes out there, Rolex and my man Big Charlie. Y'all know I'll be out there in Oaktown soon so we can do this there recording. But right now it's time for the Buster Report. And this segment of the show is for women, men who feel that someone in their life ain't doing them right or ain't acting right or this, that, the other, or this is the time for women to come and voice their opinion, you know what I'm saying, on what's going on and everything like that. And men, I always tell you that, you know, women are expecting us or expecting something different from us every year, expect us to step our game up, so. So right now, I got a caller calling in right now, you know what I'm saying, the 702 area code, you know what I'm saying, and we gonna see what is on her mind. Wake your ass up, morning show, good morning, who is this?
What up, though, fat man, this is Lady Sage, how's it going, man?
What's going on, Lady Sage, what's popping with you, sweetie, and everything, you calling me this
morning. I'm up early.
You hit me. Yeah, you up earlier this day. You hit me up on Facebook and you were saying that you were saying, "Fat man, watch my smoke because I'm about to go hard in the paint and this, that, and the other." I know we had a discussion the other day about things that's going on and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna give you the floor and everything because I'm pretty sure you got some things to get off your chest. You're talking about these fake motherfuckers and this, that, and the other, and people ain't doing what they supposed to. Go ahead, sweetie. This is the Buster Report. Get it off your chest.
What can I say? I'm going to put this Buster on blast because of the thing is, fat man, there's a lot of good people that are out there that want somebody good on their side. But, I mean, you guys are supposed to be a unit. You have to work together to accomplish things. If one is doing more work than the other, it's never going to work. You understand what I'm saying? So, I mean, I really want these men, and I'm not just talking about black men. I'm talking about all these youngsters out here to step their game up. I mean, you can't expect to keep a woman like me if you're not handling your business. You can't just talk to be the boss. You got to pay the cost to be the boss. And to do that, you got to get this money. Otherwise, all you're doing is fucking talking. I'm tired of motherfuckers talking. Start doing. You know what I mean? Actions speak louder than words, my nigga. You know what I'm
Amen.
Saying? For you to sit there and just be talking ain't finna do shit. So, I mean, it's just crazy to me right now. But I definitely am going to put Kenny Black on blast. Anybody that's dealing with this shit, with this nigga, run in the other direction. I mean, honestly, you want to believe in people, but you got to look at the forest for the trees. You know what I mean? Like the forest,
right.
The reality of the matter is, you know, I'm kind of mad at myself because I done seen the signs. So that's another thing is to trust your first instincts, especially in this business world, because your first instincts are rarely wrong. So if you're feeling like this is not something that you want to do or if it's not somebody that you want to do business with, that you're probably right. You know what I mean? You got to follow your first instincts and what your spirit is telling you to do, because usually if you don't obey that, you'll end up regretting it too. So, you know, just keep your eyes up. And, you know, you can't never let nothing stop you from what you're doing either. But I definitely want to put that nigga on blast because he's full of shit. So, yeah. That nigga Kitty's black ass.
Hold on, wait a minute. For everybody that's tuned in right now, this is my girl Lady Sage. She called in last Saturday, if y'all caught her. She the one that if I'm not mistaken, what was his name?
Nutso.
Nutso. Okay, she introduced us to Nutso last weekend, and this, that, the other. But if y'all know, I've had a partner of mine call in by the name of Kenny Black, you know what I'm saying? And Kenny always call in and let everybody know that, you know, y'all niggas ain't doing shit in Vegas, y'all this, that, and the other, and blah, 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 and whoopie, whoopie, whoop, and this, that, and the other. He's still my nigga.
Always
he don't get
talking
no bigger,
shit.
But
he got something to say about everybody. He got something to say about everybody. He got something to say. Sherry Gordy had something to say about every motherfucking body. And the nigga broke. He broke. He brokered and motherfucking broke. He brokered in you and me both, fat man. The nigga finna go home to his mommy. Okay, that's
oh,
where
no.
he is for real. He finna go home to his mommy. That's
oh,
what he
no.
does. So all
oh,
I'm saying,
goodness.
My niggas, I mean, you know, if you're doing your thing, regardless of what anybody's saying, continue to do your thing, first and foremost.
Right.
Fuck what anybody else got to say, because don't nobody really know what you're doing but you. But second
right.
of all, you know, if you're not doing nothing, you might want to keep your mouth closed, because the niggas I know in Vegas is grimy, and you talking all that shit, and you ain't doing nothing, you might want to watch your back. That's all I'm saying.
That's all I'm
or
saying.
Or shut the fuck
all...
up. I'm shutting it down. I'm going to put you on blast. If you've been talking, anybody that know me know I do's what I do, and I do it for real. I don't play
right.
with this game at all. But I'm not
right.
sitting here talking about nobody else. I don't give a fuck about what nobody else is doing. If it ain't involving me or my pocket, it don't matter to me no way. It don't
Amen.
Matter to me no
Amen.
Way. I'm not
Amen.
Even interested. That's too much time
Amen.
Out of my day thinking about somebody else. But then
Amen.
Again, you know, when you're dealing with these motherfuckers that always got something to say about everybody else, watch that shit. What are they doing? What are they really
right.
doing? Because
right.
honestly, he took credit for everything that I've been doing for the last 2.5 years, looking like the man walking around here and shit. Fuck you, nigga. You ain't doing shit. Go home to your man. Go home to your man.
This is what I be saying to y'all,
Straight
brothers.
Up.
I keep telling y'all, brothers, I said, this is 2014. Our black women are expecting us to step our game up. You got black women now that's taking executive positions, and they are moving up in the corporate world. So look here, fellas. Y'all getting it raw and direct, and you're supposed to get it raw and direct right now, right here, from Lady Sage.
And stop putting
sisters
down like that, too. Hold up, fat man. I got something else to say, because what I really hate, especially in Las Vegas, is the fact that, and I'm going to just keep it so A1.
Go ahead. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. I think we've lost Lady Sage. And everything. Y'all, you got your boy Fat Man up in here doing his real big. I kept telling y'all, Buster Report is going to be off the chain. I kept telling y'all, this year's show is going to be incredible. You know what I'm saying? But listen, I'm going to put her on hold and everything. And I'm going to pay some bills and this, that, and the other. And we're going to see if we can get Lady Sage to call back and everything like that. You got your boy Fat Man up in here. You know what I mean? Wake your ass up, morning show. I don't know. She's still on the line. Hello? Okay. Well, we gonna keep it pushing, y'all. Gonna keep it pushing and everything. I can't hear. Hello? Oh, well. All right. We're gonna keep it pushing, y'all, and this, that, and the other. And we're gonna do it like this.
Are you the Zodiac to me? Ooh. Ooh. I know it's good when you start speaking Spanish. Very sexually, you're full of energy. After I'm done, you're still telling me you won't let a Gemini. Ooh, what a sex drive. She wanted it from the front, back, left, and the right. Baby, I will guarantee, yeah, to give you everything your body's missing. Baby,
shout out to my girl Stephanie. She had called in. My girl Lady Sage called in and everything. She was about to really get it in and everything. We're going to get back to her in just a second. Right now, I'm going to get my man D. Jones out there in Denver, Colorado with the Wake and Bake Report and everything. Yo, D, what's going on? Wake your ass up, man. What's going on out there? Oh, say what? I can't hear you. We got a bad connection, bro. I cannot hear you whatsoever.
Hey, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. What's going on, man?
Not much. Out here in this damn snow, man. Went from 80-degree weather to 16-degree weather in a day.
Y'all, this is my man D-Jones out there in Denver, Colorado. I don't know how much snow out there. I know before he left, it was something like... something like what, 12, 13 inches of snow out there?
Yeah, it's about that now.
Wow. So listen, man, how did the tour go?
Well, it wasn't the tour, man. It was just the event out in California, but it went really good, though. We had Doug Shack came out.
All right.
Excuse me. We had Rasta Man, Rob Marley came out. We had producer Battlecat came out. So,
okay,
you know.
Okay. All right, all right, all right, all right, man.
Shout out to my Skull Family Records people.
Right, right. What's getting ready to go on with Skull Family now?
Well, we just brought on another artist, Ruby Red. We're getting ready to launch her stuff soon. Our Utah artists about to drop their stuff. And then we're going to be doing a show in Vegas. Sorry, I'm breathing hard walking. Probably within the next 2 months, we'll be back out there doing something big.
Okay. Okay. All right, yeah. Man. All right. Well, man, listen, I know it's cold out there. Did y'all get hit by that winter storm real bad?
Nah, I mean, I was gone. I just got back yesterday. It was no snow, and then this morning it snowed.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, shit, man. My thing is, how's the, did you drop the single yet?
Yeah. You talk about Yaya single? Yeah, we dropped that.
Yeah.
And then we're getting ready to drop Skaboo's single soon, too.
Okay. All right, then.
And then
man. Well, tell everybody where to hit you up, where they can go find that music at.
Well, you can hit me up at on Facebook under D Jones. I'm on Fat Band's page. You can look up on YouTube, Skull Family Records. The records are spelled with a Z. You can find all the new stuff. The website will be coming at the end of next month at the latest.
Okay. All right.
Fat Band, I also want to let you know, we have a new sponsor out of Arizona called Zonka Bars.
Okay.
They're real big in the 420 industry. So I'm going to give you a call sometime this week and tell you they should be.
All right.
Very interesting. For anybody that smokes, very interesting.
All right. Well, we always good for a good smoking story and this, that, and the other, man. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to my man D Jones out there. You know what I'm saying? Doing it real big with the Wake and Bake Report, y'all, coming to us all the time, live and direct from Denver, Colorado, y'all, man. You got any last shout outs, man?
Yeah, I just want to give a shout-out to my whole camp, give a shout-out to you know what I'm saying, the Wake and Bake Show, you know, everything. CC Entertainment out in California was partners of mine in the last show. Zonka Bars, our new sponsors, Chronic Iced Tea, another sponsor.
Okay.
All our new artists, existing artists, Texas artists that we're about to sign, shout-out to everybody.
All right, man. Well, you know to hit us up, man, and let us know what's going on. Y'all always welcome because y'all family here on the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, all right?
That's right. I got to go smoke this
that's
blood.
What's up, man. All right, 600. Yeah, that's my man D. Jones out there in Denver, Colorado and everything. You know what I'm saying? They always doing it big, always showing us love. You know what I'm saying? And we don't mind showing that love back. You know what I'm saying? It's 9 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. You know what I'm saying? And we're not done with the Buster Report, y'all. We got Lady Sage on the other line and this, that, and the other. But right now, I got a call coming in and everything like that. Hold on. Let me take this call.
Hello?
Calling from Mount Moriah.
Uh-huh.
What happened was I was calling you about something because y'all had came over here a few years ago to visit my church.
Uh-huh.
Now, don't you go to Reverend Neeland Church, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Uh-huh. Y'all was over there at Mount Moriah, and after the service, you stepped on, I had some white shoes, and you stepped on them. And put a scuff on them, and I can't wear them no more. And they was on sale. They wasn't about $40-some. And I was trying to see, with times being bad and all, if you could pay for them, just give me another pair. Because
I should have smacked you upside the head when I stepped on them.
You should have, baby. Let me tell you something. I love to fight now.
Well, me too.
Now, I tried to be nice.
Hey, I'm from the garden. I like to fight.
Well, I ain't no killer, but don't push me.
He's so jazzed.
This ain't funny. I'm dead serious.
Okay.
Now, I was trying to see if I could meet you somewhere, meet you at a Burger King parking lot or something, to see if I can get the money for it. I really need it because I'm supposed to be speaking doing the meditation this Sunday.
Why don't we meet at the police station?
You scared or something?
Uh-uh.
Well, why you can't meet me at Burger King?
Because I'm going to have your ass arrested.
Who is you cussing? If you cuss me again, I'm going to have to come over there.
Praise your jazz.
Don't you live in them high-rise projects over there?
Yeah, I live in the projects.
That's what I thought, but just because you live in the project, that don't mean you bad, baby. Because you ain't carrying what I'm carrying, baby.
Thank God.
I'm 70-some years old. I don't mind going to jail. I only got a few years left anyhow. You know, real saints get down on the floor, on the floor.
On the floor, see?
On the floor, on the floor.
On the floor.
What's so funny?
Nothing.
That's what I thought.
I'm real serious.
Now, where you going to meet me at? Didn't you used to work for the bankruptcy folks on there?
Yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm, that's what I thought. So I know you got some money.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and I seen you down there at the celebration for the crossing guard down there. You were dressed so nice that night.
Thank you.
Yeah, you look real nice. You buy your own clothes?
Who else buying for me?
I don't know. I'm just getting you a compliment, baby. You don't have to get smart with me every time I try to say something nice.
Well...
But anyway, which Burger King you going to meet me at?
I ain't coming to no Burger King.
Well, where you want to meet me at? Maybe I will come knock on your front door. You laughing? You think it's funny?
I have security escort you out of my place.
I thought you was bad, but you going to call security. And
yeah.
You want to meet me at the police station.
Right, that's right. Ain't no point.
Really? You're
messing
scared.
Messing myself up.
Uh-huh. Messing yourself
that's
up.
That's right. Let them do the job for me.
So I'm outside of the church, and you think I'm a punk.
What?
I ain't never scared. Nuck if you buck. So listen, let me get you, write your address down on this paper where I can come over there and stuff. Give me your address.
I'm not giving you my address.
I know what towers you stay in. I knock on every last one of them doors till you come to it.
No, you won't.
And when you answer the door, I'm just going to swing. I ain't going to say good. What you keep laughing for? I'm mad. Now you about to make me start laughing.
Oh, Lordy, okay.
Are you trying to laugh it off?
No.
Uh-huh.
Some things are just like a tick. You can't get rid of them.
You calling me a tick? You a roach. A flying roach.
Okay. Well, you can step on them.
Pregnant roach.
Now you done messed up. Now you done messed up.
You know the pregnant roach with the little tail on the end. Okay, you make sure you kill them. You one of them baby cockroaches, the big ones.
Oh,
since
Lord.
Since I'm a tick.
Nope, please. No need to get personal on that.
Well, you called me a tick. A tick bite off a dog.
Mm-hmm.
You're a roach.
Okay.
And I'm going to get some decon foggers and cover up all the furniture and set them off. Set off a bomb.
Uh-huh.
Nah, that's what I'm going to do for you since I'm a tick. Uh-huh. Wear a flea collar. This ain't funny, Earlene. My feelings hurt.
No, they ain't.
Yeah, it ain't funny. You know Miss Johnson passed away.
Who is Miss Johnson?
She goes over here to the church, that's my grandbaby. What's the name of the church over there? New Salem. Yeah, she go over there to New Salem. She passed away standing up at the mailbox.
She passed away standing up at the mailbox?
Well, she wear knee braces. They make her stand up straight, and she went to the mailbox to get her mail and died right there. And the post office, the mail lady drove by there. And I spoke to her, said she didn't speak back, thought she was acting funny when she had checked out.
You ought to quit.
That ain't you laughing at somebody dead, too?
Yep.
You laughing at everything. Miss Earlene. This comedian Ricky Smiley. How you doing?
I come from Bed-Stuy. Niggas either do or they gon' die. Gotta keep the ratchet close by. Someone murdered. Nobody seen, nobody heard it. Just another funeral service. We'll get at you. Come through shining, they at you. And for a day like kidnap you. Let's get clapped through. Police stay on us like tattoos. Niggas only grind cause we have to. Money is power. Sling powder.
New York, put your lighters up. D.C., keep putting your lighters up. Philadelphia, put your lighters up. Detroit, put your lighters up. Chi-town, keep putting them lighters up. No matter where you're from, put your lighters
up. Now let me give you a walkthrough, show you what to do and you don't do. Where's not safe to go to, the boys approach you. Better stay quick who you close to. Don't come through if niggas don't know you. Cause people is talking, the streets is watching. Disease is lurking, that's the nine in the garbage. The life of a hustler, the life of a gambler. Dice games kill more niggas than cancer. You know you're quick. Brooklyn don't run, we run. Roll up and just bum rush. We don't play that out in BK, not at all. 4 pound, leave your face on the wall. R.I.P. in memory of. Never showed our enemies love. We get it on where we live. Better have a pass when you cross that bridge. Welcome to Brooklyn.
Put your lighters up. L.A., put your lighters up. V.A., put your lighters up. Texas, keep putting your lighters up. New Orleans, put your lighters up. St. Louis, put your lighters up. Ain't here, keep putting them lighters up. No matter where you're from, put your lighters up. Yeah, homie, I'm so toe. And I don't think I'm ever gonna smoke no more. And I don't think I'm ever gonna drink no more. But if I tell you, you can give me one more.
We in the club like,
damn, homie, I'm so toe.
Lighting the notch like,
never gonna smoke no more.
That's in the club like,
I'm never gonna drink no more.
Back at the bar like,
if I tell you, you can give me one more.
See, nigga told you, I'm the hottest on the planet. Biggest sex symbol since Janet. This is a low-fee bandit. Laying in the cut like a bandit. Come through Fulton Street in the Vanquish. Doing the damage. And if you don't understand it, then let me give it to you in Spanish.
Sola, señorita, más linda del barrio. Si lo es algo fuera despacio.
Still over in Brazil, sipping Moscato. You must have forgot though. So I'ma take you back to the block, yo. Put you on a how we rock, yo. Summer boosting. 12-year-old prostitute and hit me hired for execution. There's no solution. Pigging still piss in the hallways. Things get high in them all day. They use them bang at the cops off the roof. You don't know, my town is the truth. Welcome to Brooklyn.
Now put your lighters up. New Jersey, put your lighters up. Boston, put your lighters up. Seymour, keep putting your lighters up. Miami, put your lighters up.
Puerto Rico,
put your lighters up.
Kingston, Jamaica,
keep putting them lighters up. No matter where you're from, put your lighters up. Damn, homie, I'm so toe. And I don't think I'm ever gonna smoke no more. And I don't think I'm ever gonna drink no more. But if I tell you, you can give me one more.
We in the club like,
damn, homie, I'm
so
toe.
What's
your ass up
on
the show? You got
the
boy
Pat
Man up in here. Gonna be live and direct. Las Vegas, Nevada. Y'all know what's going on and shit. 9:10 a.m. out here, you know what I'm saying? It's like 40 degrees this morning, the high of 61 today, you know what I'm saying? Everybody tripping over Justin Bieber's little ass, got locked up and this shit and the other, and drag racing and doing prescription drugs and smoking weed and shit. You know what I'm saying? That's what black folks do that don't know what to do with a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? So I guess he trying to fit right in, but he only 19, so I don't know who he about to tell on everybody. He up in there crying and shit and everything and this shit and the other. He about to tell on Ludacris and everybody on all what the shit they did. Y'all just stay tuned. This story unravels and everything by the minute and everything. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to everybody that's been rolling with me and everything this morning. You know what I'm saying? We got my man Mike Bleasy that's in the building. You know what I'm saying? And of course Vic VSP, my man Big Charlie and Rolex. They called in. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Miss Felicia South out there working for the school district. South Entertainment, you know what I'm saying, and of course my big fan Jasmine, she's out there. She got me popped in and this and the other. She just walks around with me on her telephone and this and the other. Won't say shit. Just walks around with me on her phone and everything. That's all right. That's all right, boo boo. You know I got love for you too. Just long as you just like to listen to my voice, don't you? I know. That's all right, sweetie. You just keep calling me every morning and everything. And Big Daddy gonna keep talking to you just like this. You know what I'm saying? Cause so, I'm gonna be honest. You sometimes you make me moist and it's. Y'all, we just being silly this morning and everything. But listen, we about to go back and finish. Like I said earlier, we was doing the Buster Report. And my girl Lady Sage had called in and everything. And she was really about to get deep and in-depth about, you know, the way men treat the women here in Vegas and this, that, and the other. So I'm going to see if I got her back on the line. Lady Sage, is she back on the line, sweetie?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you. Go ahead,
can you
pick
feel
up, pick
me,
up where you left
can
off
you
at. Go ahead and pick
me,
up where you left off at.
Man, I got so excited about what I was saying, I jumped up and knocked everything the fuck over. I was like, oh, okay, well, damn, how long I been talking to myself for? I was
all good.
On one. And
it's
then
all good, sweetie.
I went to a whole nother conversation, fat man, with myself. But anyway.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
What I was saying is, you know, I've noticed that a lot of young black men these days have a mentality, a certain mindset about black women. And I just don't think it's fair to categorize us that way, or any woman for that matter,
right.
Because truthfully,
right.
We're not asking you to do anything that that you're supposed to do for a woman, period.
Right.
Doesn't matter
right.
if she's black, white, yellow, Puerto Rican, or whatever. You know, but
right.
you need to be mindful that these younger men that's like 40 and under, they need to be mindful of how they're approaching their own women, how they're coming
yeah.
at us. Oh, gee, huh? you got a big old ass, girl. Can I go with you? Instead of just saying something like, I mean, there's no smoothness about it. You guys have no fucking game. You got to step your game up. Step your game up. If you want a real woman, step your game up. You might get one.
So are you trying to say that men are, and I've heard about this, and I've heard the horror story. So you trying to say that men are still out there coming sideways, don't know how to strike a conversation with a black woman?
Exactly. They don't. And then they'll turn around and be like, oh, well, sister's got an attitude and this, that, and the other or whatever. Okay, you're black. Did you forget where you came from, what you popped out of? Did you forget what you popped out of, my nigga? Don't get it twisted. So, you know, we need to start nurturing our sisters and taking care of our sisters instead of putting them down. It's like, damn, we got the world against us as is. And then for our own men to be against us, too, that's not helping us have any kind of unity. You know, one thing I respected about our culture prior to the 70s probably was the unity that we all had, was the unity that we had with our brothers, our sisters, how we treated each other, how we respected each other, how we respected our elders. These people don't respect themselves. And then want to walk around swinging their dick like King Ding-a-ling and try to demand some motherfucking respect out of somebody. Who are you to demand some respect out of somebody? Who the fuck are you? Ain't got no job, ain't taking care of your mama, ain't taking care of your kids, ain't taking care of shit, but want to walk around swinging your dick like King Ding-a-ling and talking crazy to people like you ain't got no damn sense. That is not what MLK died for. That is not what our great leaders died for. It was for us to have an opportunity to show people what we're really made of on an equal playing level. And now they're fucking it up. Everything that we've been working for the last 50 years, they run around fucking it up. I'm just saying. You know,
right.
What are you doing?
Right.
What are you doing? Pull your damn pants up. If I see another nigga with his ass out, I'ma talk about you. I'm just letting you know. That's some nasty shit. You look stupid. Pull your shit up, man. Walk around like a man. Present yourself like a man. Then you will naturally get respect. You don't have to demand it because your body will command it. How you conduct yourself will command it. It will come naturally. Motherfuckers don't get it. They stupid. Anyway, I'm just saying. I'm just kind of ranting and raving, fat man.
Don't get me wrong. I'm glad you called because, you know, I do encourage my black sisters, women, period, to call in because the only way a man is going to know what to do and how to do, we got to communicate it. You got to tell us what we're not doing. Yeah, criticism is a motherfucker and this, that, and the other. Some of us can't handle it and this and everything. But a man has to be a man has to be secure in who he is to accept criticism from his woman, his girl, his good friend, or you know, just from the opposite sex. Period. So, I mean, I agree 100% with you. It's just that it's not a lot of women that's going to come on a radio show and keep it 600 and say that.
Well, I speak the truth. That's all I know how to do. So, I mean, I'm not a perfect person. I don't know what the fuck all or none of that shit. But what I do know and what I do feel, I'm passionate about, and I'm going to speak on it. I wasn't made to just sit back and watch some shit go down. That's foul. And there's a lot of foul shit going down in Vegas as far as the black unity. There is none. There is none. So, and I have a problem with that. I have a problem with the respect factor of these youngsters out here. They need to learn what it's really about, what we really here for. I mean, because it's not to run around doing that dumb shit. It's about to, you know, serving your purpose. Everybody here has a purpose. We all have a purpose. So, I mean,
right. So does that make you what's going on and what you're talking about now? I know it does. I mean, you should be leery of anybody, but does that really make you be more standoffish on the next person? Are you more like, fuck it, I'm about to go do this shit and go dolo and this, that, and the other? Does that really make a black women be like, I don't need no motherfucker. I don't need no motherfucker, man. I don't need no company. I don't need.
Absolutely. It's made a lot of the women bitter because not a lot of people know how to get past a nigga shitting on them like that. I mean, Kenny just shitted all over me, and I mean, in the most nastiest way that you could think of. You understand what I'm saying? Just left me high and dry with absolutely nothing. So, I mean, but this happens all the time. But at the same time, I know what love is. You know what I'm saying? I know who I am. So I am completely open to loving again, to knowing that there's not everybody's the same. You know, not everybody's like him. You can't categorize people. You can't throw everybody into that same bucket. But unfortunately, a lot of women, once they've been hurt so many times, they're not able to get past that. They never really do. And this creates this bitterness, and it shuts them down. And if nobody takes the time to kind of water that flower so that it can be healthy again, it never gets back to that healthy state of mind, that healthy state of spirit of knowing that you're loved. And I mean, it's just destroying us from the inside out. That's really how I feel. Like, you know, I'm not anti-white. I have so many friends. I mean, I grew up in San Diego with everybody. Anybody that knows me knows I get along with everybody. You could barely speak English, and I'm going to still hold a conversation with you. However, you know, at the same time, we just got to realize that if we're not taking care of each other, you know, we're not even getting respect from other people because of how we're treating our women and our children and our mothers. And it's just like, I'm sick of it. It's like, wake up. I just want to scream, wake up, into their ears. And it's like, you know, I get it. When I saw School Days and he's screaming, wake up, at the end of the movie, there's a reason for that. Everybody's sleeping. Yeah. Wake the fuck up. Yeah. Wake the fuck up.
Right.
It's time to die right now, and you motherfuckers are asleep.
My thing is this, and this is kind of the way I look at it. If you got a woman like yourself who's positive and strong-minded and everything like that, why are men still asleep? A man has to want to, but then again, you have to look at it. A man has to want to wake up on his own. Because the same shit that a woman has been, you know, the same shit that a woman has been through, a man has been through. It's just we on that macho shit and we don't talk about it. We don't express it. We don't communicate with you and let you know, well, damn, baby, I've been just as hurt as you have. So this and the other. So if we don't know how to wake up, we don't know how to wake up, and you telling me to wake up, how the hell am I supposed to know what you're talking about?
Hmm.
You see what
That's
I'm saying?
That's a good question.
I've never been taught that. if I've never been taught that, or if I have been taught that, I beat it. I went off the beaten path, and I'm on some other shit. Because everybody's been taught right from wrong from Jump Street. If you got a mama and a daddy, everybody taught you right from wrong. It's all on if you comprehend it. You know what I'm saying? That's just like any type of literature or anything or school. You have to comprehend it to pass and graduate. If you didn't comprehend it, you didn't graduate. You dropped the fuck out. You kept on going. You did something else and anything like that. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So if we can't even, I mean, so first of all, we have to start by being able, and don't get me wrong, this goes for me too. We have to start by being able to take criticism and being able to listen. You know what I'm saying? And listen to you and not at you. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Because we men can do that shit, and y'all women can too. I ain't excluding y'all asses either. This and the other. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's a two-way street. You know what I'm saying? It's a two-way street.
True
you know
enough.
What I mean? Yeah,
true enough,
it's a,
but women tend to be the ones that keep their man on track, though. You know, when he's straying off track, they're the ones that, like, snatch you back. They're like, oh, no, you need to be keep it right here. You're going to fall off track.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, yeah, a lot of times men do look to their women for that advice, for that intuition, whatever it is that they have that their man trusts about them. That's why they have you there next to them. So,
okay,
I mean,
so,
that's very important.
So what does a man do when he don't get that?
Find a better bitch. I mean, find a better woman.
right. Now, you said it right the first time because, see, you know, just like you know, you made the statement. You was like, you know, us supporting our black women and this and the other. You know, you could stand behind a black woman. There's some men out here that can stand behind a black woman, be their cheering section and this and the other and all of that and everything. But then when you turn around and you need that back, it comes back void. It comes back empty. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And so that's what I try to say. That's why I tell everybody it's about communication, because if you don't know that, yo, babe, when I cheer for you, you know, you be on point. But then when I need your cheering, you look at me like I'm crazy or you sleep or some shit like that there, you know what I'm saying, or something like that. And it's all on communication. If we're not communicating, none of this would never be heard. You know what I'm saying? That's
so,
like,
I mean,
about
that's,
it.
Communication is key to everything. Key to everything in life.
Yeah. Well, listen, everybody, I don't know if y'all been listening. This is the extended end of the Busta Report here on the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. I'm sitting talking with Lady Sage, and she's just giving, you know, her wake-up call to a lot of brothers, to a lot of sisters. You know, it's not just extended towards brothers, extended towards everybody. Everybody needs to wake up and be aware of what's going on around you. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, like they say, the revolution is being televised, and some of y'all don't even see it. The revolution is being televised, and some of y'all don't even know it. You know what I'm saying?
Stay sleep.
You got your boy Fat Man.
You don't even know.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to move our guest, Lady Sage, our home. I'm about to call about our government name. You know what I'm saying? So y'all need to wake up, because there's a lot of shit going on. You don't even know. Wake your ass up.
It's down all the past shoes. You don't even know. It's down all the past lane. You don't even know. Just $500,000 cut, you don't even know. I came up from bottom, you don't even know. My chick alright with me, you don't even know. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know. This $1 million watch, you don't even know. Got $1 million quick, you don't even know.
Hey, that monster truck, 6 cars, so big, can't even talk. Don't like snakes, keep my grad cut so low, can't even more. Tip done, period, look high, glow, no, we don't do more. It ain't PJ, no rosé for me, don't even pour it. Fence on, song for it. Button down, Michael Kors. Always on like the refrigerator, unplugged, then you know it. AP and that P-Gate with a bright lean when I'm bored. Got a mouthpiece and a 41 millimeter, you ain't even know it. Keep the my pocket, I ain't gon' show it till I have to pop it, then you gon' know it. Damn, who shot you, they don't even know it. Hawks game, Floyd, CVC, front row it. Rocko the Dunn, CEO it. Ain't got a rapper, you know it.
It's $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know. It's $1,000 per lane. You don't even know. Just $500,000 car. You don't even know. I came up from the bottom. You don't even know. My child all ride with me. You don't even know. Got killers with me right now. You don't even know. This $1 million watch. You don't even know. Got $1 million crib. You don't even know.
Think it's a game.
The bottom of these kicks look like slit wrists. I got gold up to my nose, man. I look just like slit wrists. Wonder what I signed for? Keep guessing. The label want another all gold, but the young man stressing. Mama said if you plan the sun, you'll be a star. If you ain't comfortable in your own skin, then what you doing for? I ain't trying to take your fan base. I'm trying to keep my fam straight. Want me to fall off? They can't wait. Want a show, but you can't pay. I add lil cost 2K. You eat A. Wearing like 3K. Your mama like Ben Rain. Oops, my bad. Did I blow it? I might be your stepdaddy. You ain't even know it. James, it's $1,000 pair of shoes. You don't even know it. It's $1,000 pair of lane. You don't even know it. Just $500,000 car. You don't even know it. I came up from bottom, you don't even know it. My child all ride with me, you don't even know it. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know it. This $1 million watch, you don't even know it. Got $1 million crib, you don't even know it. We turned up every day, you don't even know it. Got your child with me right now, you don't even know it. We turn up in the car, you don't even know it. Got a hundred bottles coming, you don't even know it. We came up from that, you don't even know it. Driving $500,000 in the car, you don't even know it. These $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know it. Got to speak no English, you don't even know it. These $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know it. These $1,000 pair of lane, you don't even know it. Just $500,000 car, you don't even know it. I came up from bottom, you don't even know it. My child all ride with me, you don't even know it. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know it. This $1 million watch, you don't even know it. Got $1 million quick, you don't even know it. Ay.
Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. I done kept it real from the jump. Living at my mama's house, we'd argue every month, nigga. I was trying to get it on my own. Working all night, traffic on the way home. And my uncle calling me like, where you at? I gave you the keys, so you bring it right back, nigga. I just think it's funny how it goes. Now I'm on the road, $500,000 for a show. And we started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Always tell stories about the man. Say I never struggled, wasn't hungry, yeah, I doubt it, nigga. I can turn your boy into the man. There ain't really much out here that's popping off without us, nigga. We just want the credit where it's due. I'ma worry about me, give a fuck about you, nigga. Just as a reminder to myself, I wear every single chain, even when I'm in the house. Cause we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same, I never changed it. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that.
Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same through the money and the fame. Cause we
came in the game with no lane and it changes these fuck niggas on taking them 10 different ways. They see you just smiling your face.
Smiling your face.
You wanted me up, name and time and replace. I'm smoking the fire, my nigga, you know that it's fire. You smell it as soon as I blaze it. Burning a pound, burning a pound, burning a pound. Yeah, it's going down, it's going down, it's going down. Started from the bottom, now we here. Had a dream by the car and went and got it in a year. All black trucks when we pull up to the Lear. All black coupe, I look like Bruce when I'm steering. Both the homie Drake don't get pissed, but niggas never ever put your man on songs like this. And I probably said no to Whip before, but I made 20 million, so we should probably go on tour. And I just seen Waka the other day. He wasn't tripping, we just talked about the money we've been making. Cause we
started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here.
Bunch of young niggas, man, we all doing this shit.
Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we here.
We all up now.
Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team.
Get a sound to your body, drip, drip, drip. As I kiss most at the lip, lip, lip. Wow. Get a sound to your body, drip, drip, drip. As I kiss most at the lip, lip,
I ain't afraid to drown. If that means I'm deep up in your ocean, yeah. Girl, I'll drink you down. Sipping on your body all night. I just wanna take your legs and wrap around. Girl, you coming right now. My head to your chest, feeling your heartbeat, girl. Swimming all in your sea, and you sweating all over me. Bring it forward, don't you run, run. I don't want to be a minute man. Maybe you're just like a storm rain. About to get inside your mental, bend your back like it's limbo. I'ma make you feel like an info tonight. Oh, you're mine, baby girl. Oh, anytime you want it, I'm ready and willing, girl, to give it. I start to look in your body, you go to trembling. Flip it around, girl, let me get it from the side. And can I visit all those spots you like? Your neck, your back, your sexy lips, booty and thighs. I don't want to be a minute man. Maybe you're just like a storm raining on me. Girl, you're soaking wet.
Together, you can tell as soon as I approach ya. When you feeling uptight, get it right. Don't fight, lighten up like Sammy Sosa. Women call me the super soaker, and I'ma soak your bed to death. How long can you hold your breath? Asthma attacking, waking up wondering what happened. Making me high like Tony Braxton. You can't deny you wanna break my back in. Two, what you wanna do? Look at you with your birthday suit, 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 suit. The forecast said it's cloudy tonight, and I'ma have your body like
about to get baptized, baby. Hurricane Luda. Ain't no way you can weather this storm. Hey!
Till the sound of your body drip, drip, drip. As I kiss both steps, I'm lip, lip, lip.
Wake your ass up, morning show. What's going on? You got your man Fat Man coming to you live direct, Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. It's Thursday morning, 9:37 a.m. You know what I'm saying? And right now, big shout out to everybody that called in and everything and voiced their opinion and you know, had something to say and all of that. Like I said, fellas, you know what I'm saying? We need to communicate with these women because they're gonna definitely let us know what's on their mind. You know what I'm saying? So. Y'all make sure that y'all communicate with your girl and everything. You know what I'm saying, man? Because it's a two-way street. You know what I mean? Right now I'm just posting up the morning show recipe of the day. Y'all know I've been talking about getting back in the gym and getting healthy and everything. You know what I'm saying? Getting back on my my health regimen and stuff like that there. So, you know, I'm just posting the recipe of the day. You know what I'm saying, and everything, you know what I'm saying, the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show recipe of the day, you know what I'm saying, which is, I think it's, my damn computer keep damn freezing on me and everything like that. I got so much going on and everything, but like I said, you can go to my wall and check it out. Right now it's the Locale Fettuccine Alfredo. You know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying? Y'all go to my wall and check it out right now. We're going to pay some bills, and I will be right back. Oh, Lord have mercy. In just 1 minute, y'all.
If you hating, you just need some pussy. She fucked up when she gave me some pussy. Say I fuck you better than that other nigga. She say, tune, I'm about to come. I say, I'm coming with you. And she don't like them pretty niggas, so did a nigga. She ride his dick, her titties jiggle. That's my pillows. That's because I sleep in that hoe. Hit it when I wake up, tell the pigs. I say, assalamu alaikum. My bitch a choose it. Lover never fuck without a rubber. Sweet yellow bone thing, I call her honey mustard. Pussy like a seashell, dick like a V12. She say I drive her crazy, I say just keep on your seatbelt. Bend it over, bust it open for me. Baby, bend it over, bust it open for me. Yeah, say she love me, she just love this dick. Come put that $1 million pussy on me, make me rich. Don't you?
She got that $1 million, ooh, ooh. She got that $1 million.
Tap out, signer made a tap out, jet made a tap out, pilot with the map out, million on the diamond, million on the kitchen, millions on the Maybach, glass top ceiling, $1 million pussy, sleeping on Versace, sleeping on the Fendi, sleeping on Cavalli, married to the money, millions in the bank, Alexander McQueen, rich in the paint.
I got that fuck you if you love me on some nigga shit. She got that $1 million, seven figure nigga rich. We switch positions like we doing yoga in this bitch. She get the shaking then stiff.
She got that $1 million, ooh, ooh. She got that $1 million. Make a tap out, tap out, tap out, tap out, tap out. And I'ma make a tap out, tap out, tap out, tap out, tap out.
$1 million pussy, $1 million pussy.
Six-inch pumps, play with his balls, dunks, bald head. Yeah, don't want no Forrest Gump. Don't let me tell you twice. Already told you once.
Eat that pussy.
might pounce on that ass. Throw them hundreds till I lose counts on that ass. Max out all of them accounts on that ass. $1 million checks don't bounce on that ass. Pull up in that you can't afford this. Only bad bitch on the Forbes list. Pussy jewelry make them say purr, man. Rubs hands like birds.
She got that $1 million.
Rich guy.
$1 million.
Rich girl.
She got that $1 million.
I see paradise on.
Yeah. $1 million.
Bronson, why you shining? Jumping out of Bugatti.
And all I wanna do is touch it. And I'ma make it tap out. Tap out.
Yeah.
Egyptian skin and you talk about religion. I'm in prison with a pussy and I'm falling no cushion.
Hello.
Yeah, it's Mr. Glendon.
This is she.
Did you used to date a boy named Reggie?
Reggie?
Yeah, Reggie.
Yeah.
Now, I need to talk to you about that. Are y'all still together?
No, we're not.
Because it's got something to do with a baby.
Okay.
He done got my daughter pregnant, I believe. She had a car accident, and she over there parking in the hospital, paralyzed from the waist down.
And when did this all happen? Because we just broke up about 3 days ago.
Well, she pregnant probably 3-4 months, but she been paralyzed for 6 months. Now, he had been coming up here to Parkland to see her while she in the hospital. Now, how in the hell he get her pregnant? She can't grind back.
How he get her pregnant what?
She paralyzed from the waist down, and I need to talk to him.
Okay. I don't know how to get in touch with him.
Well, we need to try to get some child support. I'll see if y'all can help us out with our baby shower. It's going to be up here in the hospital room in 504.
Okay.
Because she can't leave the hospital. She paralyzed from the neck down.
Well, I'm really sorry to hear that, but...
Well, can you come up here and help us blow up some balloons?
No, and I already know who this is. Richard Smiley Show.
Oh, damn. You know what? You need to go get a life. You don't need to be listening to the radio station to the point where...
Hello?
I'm over here at Mount Moriah. Calling from Mount Moriah.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Janet, please?
This is Janet.
Hey, sugar.
Hey.
How you feel?
I'm okay.
All right, this is Bernice over at New Rising Star.
Uh-huh.
And we having our annual mission day. And we want to see we trying to get the program together.
Mm-hmm.
And I was recommended to you by a young lady. She gave me a number. And we
is
need...
the name Keisha?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we just need somebody to come over and do the meditation.
Okay. That'll be fine. I can handle that.
Well, can you sing?
Pardon?
We need you to do a couple of scriptures, and we need you to sing.
Yeah, I can do that.
Nee, I just want you to do, you'll be going up right after devotion.
Oh, yeah, after devotion.
Oh, you know, pass me not.
Oh, yeah, pass me not.
Let's sing it with me. We, pass me not, oh, gentle Savior. He while a verse is now calling, do not pass me by. Do not pass me by. Savior. Savior. Oh, Savior. Hear my humble cry. Hear my
Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
I feel his spirit.
Jesus, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. He feel his spirit.
While on the Yes, Lord, yes.
Do not pass me back. Oh, Savior. Yeah. Hear my humble cry. Oh,
what's going on, y'all? You got the family out there. Yeah, this is the boy of this show, man. Man, that shit tickles the hell out of me, man. You know what I'm saying, man? I'm always tuning in to something or getting on somebody's prank call or something like that. You know what I'm saying? This is how we get down out here. This is how we do it out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? You got your boy Fat Man coming to you 9:48 a.m. in the morning. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to the West Coast because I know the West Coast is already up doing their damn thing. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my girl Lady Sage that called in with the Get Your Shit Together segment. You know what I'm saying? Step Your Game Up segment. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just want to thank everybody that called in. You know what I'm saying? And we, you know, for doing it oh so big today. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to y'all. Make sure y'all hit me up tomorrow morning. I will be back doing the same damn thing in the same damn place and for the same damn reason. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my man. We got Billy Zonka that's tuned in right now. We with my man D. Jones. Skull family is definitely in the house. Big shout out to them. You know, big shout out to my man Mac Jesus. My man Mike Blizzy. You know what I'm saying? Of course, my man Gunplay, Denise Martin. You know what I'm saying? And of course, my girl Shorty B is in the house. Definitely Tara. My man Ron Harris is in the building. Khalil Brown is in the building representing. You know what I'm saying? My man Vic VSP, Todd Wharton, Trayvon McKenzie, Montrell Montgomery. You know what I'm saying? And of course, my girl out there, Jasmine, she's out there doing it. Oh, so big, you know what I'm saying? So y'all already know how we do it. Y'all know how we do it. Y'all know how we get down and this, that, and the other. I appreciate y'all rolling with me this morning, you know what I'm saying, and everything, and tuning in, you know what I mean? And like I said, you know, like my girl Lady Sage said, you know what I'm saying? Yo, fellas, we got to start treating our black women much better, you know what I'm saying? If you got a woman that's your down, if you got a woman that's your ride or die, bitch, you know what I'm saying, and everything, and you know, don't get me wrong, we all mess up as men and everything, you know what I'm saying, but you got to be man enough to go back and apologize. You got to be man enough to stand up and make your wrongs right, you know what I'm saying, in most cases, you know, so we got to support our black women, you know what I mean, we got to stand beside them, we got to be their cheering section, like she said, it's bad enough, between black men and black women, we already got a strike against us when we out there in the world, so why do we hate on each other, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to take a piece of a song from Jill Scott, hate on me if you have to, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that, but we shouldn't hate on one another, you know what I'm saying, because we all need to stick together. We need each other. A black man needs a black woman, just like a white man needs a white woman. But the wonderful thing about Earth is we can procreate and we can interracial create and things like that. So don't ever doubt what you were put here on this Earth for. Okay, like she said, Martin Luther King and everybody marched for our asses out there in Selma and out there in Mississippi and this, that, and the other. Black people died for us to be able, for freedom of speech and for us to be able to even, for me to be able to even have a radio show. You know what I'm saying? So I give props to all my people, all the people that was before us because they paved the way. We are here for some reason whatsoever. You just have to find out what your reason is and the reason why you're here. You know what I'm saying? You can't live for somebody else. I can't live for you, and you can't live for me. You know what I'm saying? All we can do is live for each other. But black men, we got to treat the black woman right. Because sometimes, who else is the only motherfucker that got our back after we'd have fucked up so much and this, that, and the other, after we'd have went outside the marriage, went outside the relationship and everything, and we come crawling back, and if we honestly looked that black woman in the eye and say, baby, I'm sorry, will you forgive me? Will you give me another chance? Can I get another chance? nine times out of ten, fellas, that black woman gonna take our ass back. And any woman at that, I'm not excluding any color, but right now, what me and Sage was talking about, we were talking about the way our sisters are getting treated out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and all over. Our big girls are getting treated, they're getting exploited and things like that. Our little girls that are coming up, our young diva queens and everything, and young BBW queens that are coming up are getting exploited and getting mistreated by us, the black man. Like they say, sometimes the person that treats you the worst is your own motherfucking family. It's the person that loves you the most. So we got to change that shit up. We got to do a little, we got to get a little more act right. You know what I'm saying? I'm guilty of it. You know what I'm saying? I'm a man, but I've grown. I've grown and I've shed skin and I've elevated and everything. And I've learned. Why? Because I'm not afraid to shut up and listen to a black woman. I'm not afraid to shut up and listen to a woman, period. Sometimes, fellas, we need to listen instead of constantly or trying to, when we try so hard to get our point across, it becomes a battle. You know what I'm saying? And in that way, no one gets anything, any words in edgewise. You know what I'm saying? Because we're both hollering at each other. Sometimes, fellas, we got to be the bigger men and we have to sit back and listen to our woman, whether she's black, white, green, purple, blue, from the planet X, or wherever she's from. We got to sit back and we got to listen to our woman. And sometimes, in some cases, when you love a motherfucker so hard, and you will do anything for that motherfucker, no matter what, there are some men out here that can't do no wrong in a woman's eyes. And there are some women out here that can't do no wrong in a man's eyes. And they're going to still be there, still be behind that motherfucker because they love that motherfucker that much. Sometimes when you get with your girl and y'all come together and y'all bond together and y'all look in each other's eyes and everything at that moment when you're apologizing to her, you're telling her, baby, I'm sorry. I was wrong. I was listening to the Fat Man Morning Show, Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, and it woke my ass up. I was wrong. Fellas, don't never be too big to apologize to your girl. And ladies, don't never be too woman to apologize or too uppity or too stuck up in the ass to apologize to your man. It makes a very big difference in the long run. And sometimes y'all even have to cry together. You know what I'm saying? You got your boy Fat Man coming up. I'm about to get up out of here, y'all. This is the old days, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes we got to cry together, you know what I'm saying? Just to make sure that we love one another. So, yo, I'm about to get out of here. Love, peace, and grace, y'all. Take care of each other and love one another. I'm out.
You've been going through a lot of changes for about 6 months or so. It's been real hard to talk to one another. You know, relationship ain't nothing without communication. How we were laying in bed, both of us looking at the ceiling overhead, eyes wide open about 3 o'clock in the morning. I said, baby, we can't go on this way. She said, you're right. I said, I know you love me, and I love you. Then we started holding each other.
We're not the only people in the world. down. All we have to do is talk, we can work it out. Oh, oh, let me kiss your eyes. Let me wipe the tears away. Let me hold you tight. Tomorrow we'll feel better, cause it's a brand new day. Oh, last night, me and my woman,
with me.